Hey everybody, in today's episode, I want to talk about focus. It's something I've really been having a few intriguing moments with at the moment, and I want to talk about this kind of crossover between visualization and physical awareness in the real world. It's something that's running through my head, and I love to share these things with you to get you thinking about how you can better use your mind if you have dyslexia. Let's dive into it. Okay, guys, let's dive into this episode. So focus is always an interesting topic. It's one I hear from dyslexics all the time. How do I stay on task? How do I get things done? How do I achieve my goals in life? Because I feel like the Tasmanian devil on speed, on an energy drink, running around in the streets and feeling mad. And I think we all feel like that from time to time. And, you know, there's a few hard truths here. I don't think it goes away easily. You can only improve the way you deal with it and manage it. And also start to accept the madness of focus. Sorry to be hard on this one. But I do think there are some tools and some ways you can improve it. And I wanted to share some stuff I'm playing with at the moment. And I think that's really key for all dyslexics. You know, you need to play with different tools and see what works for you in your life, because, you know, we all go through phases where we feel like, hey, I'm getting a lot done. I feel like I've achieved a lot. I feel like I'm taking time to reflect on who I am and what I do. And I'm taking time to set where I'm going every morning and remind myself what's the direction I'm moving in. But then there are also days where you feel like, wow, where did that week go? I have no memory of it. It feels like it was a blink and it just disappeared off the radar. And that's what I want to talk about, because I've been going through that for the last couple of days. And where I find it pop up the most is when my routine is massively broken. When there's a massive shift or a change, that's when my focus starts to go a bit awry. And, you know, for it personally, a lot of the stuff I teach in coaching that I have to always come back to myself is around meditation and visualization. And it's not always meditation in the sense of sitting there quietly and not thinking, you know, which is what people kind of think it is. But it's about taking some time out to train your mind to do what you tell it, shall we say. And it's usually like wrangling with a muskrat trying to chase a cobra all at the same time. Try and pick that visualization. It's a bit of a challenging scenario there. And it can be really a real big struggle. And so I'm always looking at ways to do it more effectively. So, you know, if you've ever meditated, you'll find with dyslexia, you're much better with guided meditation. It's 100% easier for 99% of us. The one time non-guided meditation works, it's one in a blue moon. Whereas if you've got someone guiding you and using more visualization techniques, getting your brain to think about and create pictures, you're going to have a better experience. And, you know, that can be from standing on a beach to walking in the desert. I've seen some great visualizations or heard some great visualizations around it. And I find that that's a good way to kind of bring yourself back. But when you can't meditate, or when you're in a zone where you just don't want to, you know, and that does happen a lot. We just don't want to do it. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you tell yourself you're not interested in it. You feel like your willpower is being drained and you just want to go and play a video game or watch a movie or, you know, try and finish Netflix, see if you can get through it all. And it can be painful. Like it's hard enough at work. It's hard enough in all these other parts of our lives to do some of this stuff. So one of the tools I'm starting to look at myself, and my biggest challenge, and you may relate to this, is balancing focus. And what I mean by that is I kind of bucket my life into four kind of areas, you know, work and business, depending if you're in a job or in work or a business owner. Relationships, so with close friends, your partner, your children, your family. There's health, so making sure you stay as fit as you can, or at least to a certain level. And then fourthly is self-care. So that's taking time to meditate, taking time to be with yourself and not let yourself get distracted because you're you're stressed out. So those are the four buckets that I personally use in my life. It's a simple structure. They're easy to remember. There's only four of them. And I always use them as kind of a reset point. If I feel like my focus is overly high in one area, and I kind of look at it like what percentage of my life is pushed into that focus area. So like I could say, hey, at some points my business focus is 50% and my self-care is like 30%. But what that ends up doing is it leaves maybe 15% for my relationship and 5% for my for my health. And it's kind of where I feel a little bit at the moment. Like my relationship's probably not that low, but the my health has been like a 5%er. You know, and I like to think of it on that kind of spectrum. You've got 100 points, and you can use a different spectrum if it's easier to work with a number of 10. You could use color balls in your head to kind of visualize this kind of scenario. But I kind of see like this long bar chart with different colors. So health is green, business is blue, relationships is red, like the heart. Oh, isn't that cute? And then, you know, self-care is kind of, it's kind of like this greeny turquoise for me for some reason. But those are the colors I use. And I imagine this giant bar chart of about 100 points. And I see this like massive thing at the moment with work, trying to get everything done before the end of the year. And self-care is probably lower than relationship. I'm putting a bit more time into my relationship because I really want it to succeed. And I've got a little bit more focus. It's more present. And then I look at, as I say, self-care is not terrible, but it's not great. And my health has been absolutely shocking. I've completely lost focus on it for the last 3, 4, 5 months. And that's really frustrating, you know, so it's a really important thing. If you hear the dog growling in the background, the dog chases careers. You know, we're not sure why, but he just, you know, just a lot of anger inside. It's a small poodle, you know, small dog challenges. But yeah, coming back to that, it's about seeing those different four buckets in your mind and asking yourself, hey, where am I sitting? And when it's really out of balance, that's when you feel really off kilter, when you're not taking time for yourself, when you're not being able to block out an hour just to sit with yourself, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, whatever works for you, and just daydream and kind of pull your thoughts back in and go, okay, what do I need? What do I need to be? You know, what's important? Practice visualization, practice meditation, going for walks is self-care and health. You know, it's those type of things that kind of can be lost sight of, really. Now, let's get on to, you know, the real key point of this is something that I mentioned in yesterday's podcast that's kind of really been sitting with me for the last few days, and it continues to crystallize, right? You know, that's the power of our brains. You put something in there and you let it sit and you let it simmer around, and different ideas come up because of that. So, you know, what I'm really aware of with starting to track my weight, I'm not doing much else. I'm doing my walks in the morning, which are as much for my self-care. It's a mixture of business. I go for a walk. I listen to something for 45 minutes. I get moving. It's so valuable for my mental health. Like movement is so important, especially in this crazy work from home kind of lifestyle. And that's been really good. And tracking that every day I do it, getting used to tracking it in a simple way and tracking my weight. And I think I've only been doing it for a week now. And it's something that I've toyed with all my life about. I keep telling myself, don't focus on the numbers. Just believe that it'll go down and you'll be fine. Visualize. And to a point that is helpful. I really do think you've got to have a direction for what and why and where you're going. But then you've also got to be able to go, how do I bring it into the physical world? Now, the old me would have tried to become a vegetarian. He would have joined a gym, gone for 3 weeks and stopped. He would have done a bunch of intriguing things. But what I'm starting to learn now about myself is that associated with the visualization and actually, you know, trying to bring it to the front of my mind 2, 3, 4 times a week is probably realistically what I'm doing. And just reminding myself where I want to get to and why that's important to me. You know, I see myself standing in front of the mirror and just feeling this overcoming sense of energy through my body. And I kind of realized for me, I don't want to lose weight to be pretty for you guys or for anyone else. I want it because I want the energy that comes with it. And trying to bring back those moments of those memories of when I was fitter and I had more energy and that ability to wake up and that vibe for life, and trying to bring those emotions back is really powerful. But what I'm trying to reframe is like putting, you know, I've got a picture in my mind of tracking my weight. You know, I've got this clear picture, and over the years I've had different frames around that picture. So a frame of a picture in your mind could be the frame of weighing myself. I only want to do it once a week because it changes every day, and I don't want to put myself off. That's my frame. Other frames I've had around weighing myself, and this is a big topic, framing. You know, it's a big thing I use in coaching, and you could learn about yourself, is how, you know, the picture is always the same, but the frame you put around it is how you interpret the story in your head, right? And so I've been, you know, as I, you know, other frames I've had is, you know, if I felt like I've had a good day, a good healthy food day the day before, and I've gone up in weight, then there's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough, or I'm a bit shitty or something. I've had that frame in my life. I've had other days where I've eaten poorly and I've lost weight and I've gone, wow, maybe what I've been doing is wrong, and I'll question everything I've done. Have you ever felt like that? And it doesn't make any freaking sense, right? Because, you know, your body changes on a daily basis. So the frame, what I've decided to do is the frame I'm building around this at the moment is all tracking does is bring awareness. I want nothing else but tracking builds awareness. So by me weighing myself, I don't care what I weigh. This is what I'm working on. And the frame around it is I'm just going to put this into this app, and that's it. Nothing else. And you know, I heard this thing the other day, which was really good. It's like when you look at the scale, look at it, pretend you're a video camera. Now, a video camera doesn't judge anything. It doesn't think about what other video camera lives it's had before or what else it's videoed. It just looks at something without any emotional feeling around it, right? It doesn't video camera a small child and go, oh, that child is cute. It's a video camera. It doesn't do that. It's the human behind the video camera, right? It's the person telling the story behind it. So I'm starting to look at it. I'm just going, I'm weighing myself. I'm putting it in the machine. And I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to let it go once it happens. But what I'm finding is really interesting in the way I'm reacting to things, because what I'm actually doing is I'm bringing a level of awareness to myself every single day by weighing myself. I'm making myself aware. I'm not hiding from it. And by me not wanting to see that, you know, it's me hiding from the truth, right? It's the same with our finances. If you don't want to look at your bank account, there's a reason you're hiding that from yourself. You don't even want to think about it. But coming at it with a frame of, I'm doing this purely for awareness. That's it. I'm just purely doing it for awareness. I'm going to track it. I'll look at the graphs, I'm sure, in 3 or 4 months. But all I want to do is I've basically plastered the vision in my head of where I want to go. So my body knows where it's aiming towards through my mind, which is how us dyslexics set good goals, in my opinion. And now I'm starting to do the other bit, which is just tracking it. And then I'm trusting, huge amount of faith here, that my brain has enough of the knowledge to get myself fit based on me tracking the results of where I am, really simply, and this vision in my mind. And I'm trusting that after 35 years, I've learned what foods are good for me and what aren't. I've learned what eating too much is. I've learned what not exercising is and exercising is. You know, I know this stuff. I don't need a book on how to do it, right? You know, we all know what's good for us. If we're sitting there with a pizza and a bottle of Coke, you're not going to, you know, no one's sitting there going, wow, this new pizza and Coke diet's amazing. You know, we don't need that, right? We just kind of, we need the awareness. And it's just about kind of planting that in your mind and letting your body and yourself do the work. And so, you know, what I've been doing this whole year with visualization has worked. It has got me the result I wanted, and I've proved it. I'm using myself as this little guinea pig. And I'm doing the same with this. I'm going to test it out, and I'll share my results as I go. And like, I might not even share it for another couple of months, but I want to just keep doing it day in, day out. It's such a small thing to do. If I miss a day, I'm not going to beat myself up. If I forget about it, I'm just going to make sure those scales are in my way, so I kick them enough times that I do it. I'll make it really environmentally friendly for my mind. And I'm going to start tracking it and I'll share my results. Like I'm not doing anything else on purpose at this point. There is no limitations. I don't have to eat a certain way. I don't have to do a certain amount of exercise. If I'm inspired to do it, I'll do it. But if I'm not inspired to do it, I won't. But I want to see if my mind will start inspiring me down this path now that it's being made aware every single day of it. It's seeing what's working and what's not. And I'm just going to trust my internal filter to do the rest of the work. So that's what I wanted to share. And I might do a few more podcasts on things like this and tracking different things like relationships, date nights. You know, if you tracked how many messages you sent your partner in the week or how many calls or what are the small things that could be tracked without you even really caring about, but would help you know that you're putting in a little bit more work into something. So I'm going to play with that and then come back. You know me, I like to test these things out. Hopefully that's given you a few thoughts. And if anything's really jumped out at you, make sure you share it with us on our Facebook group, Adult Dyslexia Secrets, or you're welcome to send us a message on truthaboutdyslexia.com. Have an epic rest of your day.